10,327, Brighton Homes, Delaware LLC, north of Route 5, south of Beaver Creek Drive, being lot 118 within trails at Beaver Creek Phase 1. They're seeking a special use exception to place a manufactured home type structure as an office.
Evening, gentlemen.
Evening.
Evening, Bud. Gene Byard on behalf of Brighton Homes, Delaware. Brighton Homes, Delaware is a subsidiary of the Georgilis Companies. The Georgilis Companies is the developer of the Trails at Beaver Creek. With me is Rick McDaniel, the general manager of the Trails at Beaver Creek and a vice president of Brighton Homes. I'd ask that he be sworn.
Name and address.
Rick McDaniel, 27433 Covered Bridge Trail, Harbison, Delaware.
And do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Well, Rick comes back to the podium. Gentlemen, this is an application under Section 115, Article 23 of the County Code for a special use exception for a period of time not to exceed 5 years for a temporary sales office. This would be a 12 by 56 sales trailer. This application is also authorized under the restrictive covenants of the Trails of Beaver Creek. I'll hand to Mr. Burrell a copy of those restrictive covenants. Article 6, Section 20.
Still start them at the other end, if you would, please.
Specifically authorizes the placement of a sales office at the Trails of Beaver Creek. Rick, for the board's benefit, how big is the development known as the Trails of Beaver Creek?
The Trails is 168 lots.
And of those lots, how many are developed with homes?
144 presently.
So there are 24?
14.
14.
I'm sorry, 154. Bad math. 154, that's right.
14 lots remaining to be built, and phase three, the meadows of the Trails of Beaver Creek, is how many lots?
154.
Were there sales offices at Beaver Creek before this application tonight?
Yes, sir. There were two model homes, and prior to that, there were two sales trailers temporary.
What became of those model homes?
Now, the model homes have been sold because Ryan Homes and Envy Homes are no longer the builders at Beaver Creek, so they've gone up to sale.
One is now home, occupied?
One is occupied, and one is bought by an investor, but it's vacant, waiting for sale by whoever they get to buy it.
Brighton Homes will be the exclusive builder for the Trails of Beaver Creek and
at this point,
Phase 2 and Phase 3.
At this point, that is true, yes.
By definition, a special use exception is temporary, and you understand that you're entitled to ask for a period of time up to 5 years for this temporary sales office. What period of time are you asking the board to grant?
We're asking for no more than 2 years, and it's our firm intention that we will have the model built and be in the model home long before that.
Is there a particular reason that's personal to you why you want that sales trailer out of there in the model home built?
I'm a resident in Beaver Creek.
Good reason.
Gentlemen, we'd be glad to answer any questions you have.
You can't use your home?
We thought of that.
Just joking.
I'm just kidding.
Good idea.
We thought about it, but my wife won't agree.
Sure. Don't understand.
I assume that with the plan being to build a model, that your request for up to 2 years is a maximum, but that would be shorter if the model were completed within a year, for example, you'd use it at that time.
Yeah, our schedule shows sometime this year. I mean, it's hard to nail it down, but we're in the process, and we hope to start a home very soon, having the plans approved, and we anticipate, you know, mid to late summer, but again, that's a plan. So we're just asking for a little longer in case things don't go as smooth as we planned they do.
Sure.
The size of the sales trailer?
12 by 56.
And the age?
I think it's I'm not sure. It's either 2004 or 2005 model. It's an Envy Homes, an older one that they had. It's all decorated up. I mean, it's really nice. It's very attractive.
No cooking facility?
No.
Be landscaped just like any other
yes,
dwelling?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we want to make it look real nice because we're going to sell homes there.
Good. Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, could you keep your hands up, please?
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, 1, 2, 3. 16, okay. Next question. Do we have a spokesman for the group here this evening? One person, okay.
Name and address, sir.
John O'Connell, 27393 Covered Bridge Trail, Harbison.
All right, and do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
It's not that we're so much in opposition of it as due to prior dealings with the developer. We'd like some assurances of what's going to happen, what the trailer is going to look like, how long will they remove the trailer as soon as the sample home is built. And they brought up the fact of Meadows of Beaver Creek, which is totally separate from Trails of Beaver Creek, and we don't want this to be used to sell homes in the other development.
Okay.
This is basically our opposition to it.
Okay. But they'd asked for 2 years.
Yes.
Or sooner.
Yes.
Okay. That they would have it removed. Did you hear the gentleman say
yes.
that?
Yes.
And we can stipulate that it once the model home is ready, then
the trailer will be
the trailer will be removed. What is this?
What the trailer is going to look like? Is it going to fit? It's in the entrance to our development. We don't
it's
want.
It's 12 by. It's 205. It's a 205.
2005.
12 by 56.
Mm-hmm. Is it a construction trailer or is it something a little nicer that won't look real bad as you pull into our development?
Well, 12 by 26 not a construction trailer, my experience.
It's no, sir. And they're going to make it as aesthetically as pleasing as they could to complement what they have. And as soon as they get this one done, then they remove it, as he said.
Why don't we ask the applicant a little respond more specifically? However, in the meantime,
we can address that.
Sure.
If you would please.
One easy answer is that the Board of Adjustment has the absolute power to condition approval of the temporary sales office have a life no longer than the issuance of a certificate of occupancy to model home, whatever that period of time is.
Right.
2 years is outside window, very conservative. As Rick has said, hopefully it will be done this summer. And you can require that the sales trailer be removed the moment a certificate of occupancy is issued. Now, as to the sales trailer itself, Rick, can you talk about that?
Let's go back to what you said. I would like at least 30 days to transfer once we get their certificate, because we got to set the model home up and get everything, phones and stuff, so I wouldn't want to have it moved the moment it's certificate.
Well,
but within 30 days after. I understand, but we still have to set it up so we can have it ready for operation. That takes probably 2 or 3 weeks. But what was the other question?
What does the structure look like? What's on the exterior?
It's like the ones that was there before from Envy and Ryan. As I said, it was an Envy sales trailer. It's a sales trailer. It has a little inset with the French doors. It's very similar to what we have used and we had there before. That were used as sales trailers. I mean, it's a standardized sales trailer. It's not a construction trailer where you just got a, you know, one door going in. It's, you know, this is a nice, has a trim crown molding inside, wood floors inside.
What is the exterior covered with?
They're typically T111, I believe.
Wood exterior?
Yeah, wood exterior. It's not like the gray and light gray. It's like a two-tone. And from my memory, I'm going, it's beige. When I've actually looked at it, it's, you know, it's sitting in Baltimore waiting for approval for we to have it delivered, obviously, but it's a nice-looking trailer. We're going to landscape it. We're going to put brick pavers up to the entryway or some similar surface, but we're anticipating brick pavers at this point.
Okay.
So we have already, you know, had the plans, as you've seen, drawn and submitted. So we want it to look nice. It represents the kind of product that we build,
right?
Obviously.
And is this at the entrance of the future development as well?
No.
Future. Why wouldn't you put the structure there?
Because we still have 14 lots to sell at this development, and so from that standpoint, you know, we want to sell. That's our focus first, is to get them sold, to get this development finished, so we can top coat the streets, and the residents won't have to see empty lots there. So it's in their best interest.
But we don't want this sales office to be used to sell houses in the new development, because that'll only keep it there that much longer.
They can only keep it there as long as this board says they
can. As long as we tell them they can't do that with her.
They have a 30-day grace period to get it put there, and right. Then they got whatever this board says. They say 2 years, 3 years, up to 5 years, then they will be checked on, and then they will have to remove it.
Okay. Yes, sir. We have absolutely no problem with you stipulating that when the model home is complete, if you just give us 30 days that you stipulate we have it out once it's complete, then that's okay. Fine with us. Because we have no intention of leaving it there longer.
We normally give that grace period of 30 days. The inspectors have been instructed to give that.
Can we get this in writing from the developer?
We can make this the stipulation, and it will be in writing.
Okay. And then
do you folks have any opposition to us granting it with that stipulation and that it be a wood exterior?
I don't think so, do we? No, we're good with that.
Okay.
Single one.
Okay.
They're trying to sell homes at another development.
Before you can speak, you have to be sworn in.
Mr. Clendaniel,
this is your representative. Sir,
will you be the builder in the next phase of this?
Yes, we will.
You are?
Yes.
But you have no intention of using this trailer for the sales in the next phase?
We do not see that happening.
At this location?
We do not see that happening. No.
One at a time. If you need to speak, you have to come up and be sworn in.
As I was saying. Excuse me.
Sir, just a moment. Okay, would you let this gentleman here first finish?
Okay, we're going to focus on the first 14 lots. With the market the way it is now, I can't imagine, even in the best of times, that we would sell those 14 lots before the model home would be built.
Okay. Did that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay.
And the model home is going to be located where?
Gentlemen, would you please let them finish? Thank you. Go ahead.
Model home is going to be located on the lot that is south of the trailer, right beside it. There's a vacant lot there. I don't know the lot number, but it's the one right by the pond, the stormwater management pond.
South of it.
Yeah.
Wait, sir?
Is it 118? Lot 118?
I don't remember.
So the model home's going to just end up being right next to the sales
trailer? Because mm-hmm. There's a parking lot there already. So we're going to utilize that parking lot, build the home at the end of it, and move the trailer out just as quick as we can. And we don't want a trailer there temporarily. That's not what we want to sell houses out of. That's not our intention.
Mr. O'Connell, to answer your question, the site that they're proposing is lot 118.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. O'Connell. Thank you.
This
one
is
at a time.
Name and address.
Yes. Charles Breidenbach, 27211 Buckskin Trail, Harbison, Delaware.
All right. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give to the truth, all the truth, and nothing?
I do.
It's B-R-E-I.
Anybody else who wants to speak?
B-A-C-H.
Before he starts.
Thank you.
Sir, just a moment before you speak. Is there anybody else? This is the last call for opposition. Sir, just a moment. If there's anybody else besides these two gentlemen that would like to speak, please come up at this time and be sworn in. Because once they're done, that'll be it. Again, this is the last call. Thank you. You two gentlemen, proceed.
Yes. Good evening.
That's all right. Let him go, and then I'll swear him in.
Okay.
Well, let him go. I've lived in Trails of Beaver Creek since this past September was a year. Since I've been there, there's been a lot of things that's going on with the developer that the people in the community are not happy with. I personally, and I think there's a lot of other people, don't trust them. I would really like to see a date set on when that trailer has to be out of there. Whether we say 6 months, okay, 6 months. But just to say, I just get the feeling that they may drag this house building episode out longer just to, you know, knowing they got the trailer there. Mm-hmm. If we could set some kind of a date and say, okay, you've got 6 months to get the house built, if that's what you decide, mm-hmm. and then the trailer must be gone, the house is, if you want to sell out of a home, the home is sitting there. But what I've heard, is that, well, of course, they're building another development around a corner of us, and they're going to sell the homes, those homes, out of the new home or trailer that's on in our development. So we have problems where you come in there, there's grass coming in the middle. We have the trucks to come in there, and they just ride into the grass. They take ruts out of there, and it's just a mess, and we're constantly fixing them. I mean, the developer has taken care of them, or Ryan has taken care of them, for that matter. Mm-hmm. But we're just worried about there's going to be so much traffic in and out of there. Once even our 14 homes or lots are sold, there's going to be so much traffic in and out of there because they're going to use that model home to sell the homes around on Route 5. There's nothing we can do about that, but the point is the people in the community do not want to see that trailer there no longer than possible. So I would appreciate it if the board could decide on maybe setting a date that that trailer is going out of there. I don't trust them.
How long did it take to build your home?
To build our home, about 4 months.
4 months?
Okay. Yes.
What's the average that you've seen? 4 to 6 months?
4 to 6 months, yes. I mean, they do work in the wintertime. The winters, of course, you know, aren't that bad here, and they do work construction through the winter. So I'm even taking in consideration the winter and saying, let's give them 6 months. But, of course, that decision's up to you.
Right. Okay.
That's all I've got to say.
You're objecting to the time. Is that what you're objecting
to? I'm really objecting to mainly the trailer there. I do not want to see it.
Good question. Have you looked at other subdivisions and you know how they sell their homes? They're selling them by trailers. They have these units that come in, and that's what my inspectors do. They go out there and they inspect these.
Sorry.
In other words, if the board approves it, they go out and make sure that, that it's landscaped and things like this, okay? So I know this, if you're familiar with that.
I am familiar, but sir, just I know you had talked earlier. I was listening to some of the other cases, and you can give them up to 5 years, apparently.
Sure. Right.
Well, I mean, it could take them 5 years to sell these lots around on Route 5. We don't want to see that trailer, and our lots are sold, let's say. Let's say they sell those lots in a year. I don't know how long it's going to take to sell our 14 lots. We don't want to see a trailer sitting there no longer when they're selling lots a half a mile away from us that we don't even connect streetwise. It's completely different. That's what really we're objecting to is the trailer there.
So that's really what you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And tearing up our the property coming in there. It's pretty in there, especially in the summer with the trees blooming and everything.
Sure.
And the ruts in the grass and everything else.
Okay.
Mr. Richard, typically what's the approval time for the process of permitting and whatnot?
Normally 3 years.
3 years for...
No, not for what? I'm sorry.
For the to build a home, I know that it's probably sped up since the last building boom. To get a permit and all the...
Oh, you're talking about getting the permit and the process and moving through there? Oh, I would say...
A month?
At the most.
Okay.
At the most. I'd say 3 weeks at the most.
Okay.
Say 30 days and be for sure.
It was,
thank you.
It was once considerably longer.
Okay, sir.
Name and address. Joe Bowski, 27152 Buckskin Trail, Harbison, Charles D. Creek.
Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
B-O-W-S-K-I.
Okay. There's about five people. Two of them are mortgage brokers, and another's a realtor within the development. I am myself. We're totally against the trailer in the development. Where they propose to put this trailer is on the entrance among two fountains coming in. All traffic must come in and out, basically do a U-turn. There are two bus stops on each side. On the side that proposed the trailer, there are no sidewalks. Kids currently walk up and down that street. We do not want any increased traffic. They're saying that they're going to put the Meadows and sell out of it, or not sell out of it. How do we police that? That's impossible. You can't police that unless you're going to sit in that trailer. We do not want a trailer on the... We are 80% done. This gentleman here said his inspectors go out. Yeah, you have a trailer at the beginning, but the turnover has occurred. We're already at the 80% plus mark. We don't need a trailer. Brian and NV sold not out of there, out of their other developments when they pulled out. There's 14 lots. I have two customers already waiting to buy in there. The second thing is, the HOA, we put up $300, every one of us. 180 houses is $54,000. That's gone. The developer has spent it. The only thing he could spend it on, read the covenants, is maintenance of the common grounds, which continually get torn up because of this traffic. Okay? We have done amendments, are in the process of amending the covenants, and we had a meeting. That happened on Saturday. At least give us that time to get a vote from the whole community, and we'll tell you, and that we'll get a full voice of the community whether they want that or not. Other than that, I mean, I'm myself, Jack Kern, Josh Atwell, Linda Moreno, and Scott Dostal ourselves are totally against it. If you go to the development now, you'll see there is a pond in front of it. There are no sidewalks in front where he has it proposed. There's no need for a trailer. His vested interest is in the meadows. Put the trailer in the meadows where there is one now, and they yanked out. We don't want it at the trails of Beaver Creek. It takes 90 days to build a home. I haven't built myself. I represent two builders within the county, Thompson Homes at Heritage and also at the Seasons. There is no, after that turnover occurs at 80%, I don't see a trailer in any development. Thank you.
One question. How does the traffic differ between a model home and the request that they're making?
Well, when you bring in a trailer versus a model home, like Envy and Ryan were forced to put up models by the developer, okay? But when you do that, when you have a trailer, you'll have the plumber, the HVAC guy coming in to that trailer continually. And Ryan wouldn't allow it. They're independents. We don't even have, right now, our covenants. We haven't even, the Architectural Review Board we're setting up hasn't even looked at it. The increased traffic, what if the Meadows is 186? How many cars do you think are going to come through for that?
But my question is, if they obviously can build a model home.
Yes.
Okay. How does it differ from the temporary structure in terms of traffic?
Why have a temporary structure? It's not in our covenants. We don't want one.
Well, this board doesn't enforce deed restrictions nor covenants. So...
Well, it's a commercial site bringing in traffic. We don't want it. We're 80% complete.
So they
could sell off site and bring people too. It's the same thing as a development that has.
So you would agree with me that there's no difference in terms of traffic between a permanent and a temporary structure?
I would disagree. I think at 80, with a temporary structure. Something like that, you'll get people pulling off for various reasons. Could be to come in and pick up information. They see a trailer. Maybe the house is in here. The first impact they're going to see now is a trailer. Maybe they're priced at $190,000. We paid over $500,000 for some of our houses. We don't want a trailer. We're 80% full. All right. Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, sure. Okay, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,327 under advisement.
Anyway, have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 10,327 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Gentlemen, your case has been taken under advisement.
Thank you.
As you well know.
Case number 10,000.